This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Thanks, Tass. Our next guest is on the phone, Sebastian Rice. Sebastian is the chairman and publisher of Star Observer. Now, Star Observer has quite recently elected to go into voluntary administration. Good morning, Sebastian. How are you?
I've had better weeks, apart from that, I'm fine.
So, perhaps explain to the listeners what voluntary administration means, so they understand, you know, some of the reporting has been receivership. It's not receivership, it's voluntary administration. There is a difference.
Now, before you do that, Sebastian, I just need to declare my interest. I am one of the shareholders of Star Observer, so I thought I should just put that on the table and get that out of the way.
So thanks, guys, for the opportunity to talk a little bit more about this. And it is a little bit complicated, but I'll try to keep it pretty simple. So just for people who might not realise, the Star Observer is a not-for-profit community organisation. The way we work is that we are structured as a business, and the business is a not-for-profit business. So the not-for-profit business has shareholders. Those shareholders are community members who've elected to become shareholders by paying a nominal fee. So it's a little bit like a membership-based organisation, except you only pay your membership once. And that membership entitles you to vote at shareholder meetings and at AGMs and things like that. So shareholders don't receive any sort of financial benefit at all in any situation. So I just wanted to clarify that. So the Star Observer started in 1979. It's been through a couple of incidents like this in its long history.
Yes.
It's been reformed and, I guess you could say, resurrected on two previous occasions in the 80s. And the current situation has been in place since, I think, the very early 90s. I'd have to look up the exact date. But so people like TAS are shareholders from a long way back in most cases. So we have around about 400 shareholders at this point in time. So going into voluntary administration, what does that mean? So the Star Observer's been short of working capital. So what does that mean? That means we, on any given day of the week, we don't have a lot of money in the bank and we have to do a lot of stuff every month. And that involves spending a lot of money. It involves raising a lot of money every month. And we've been doing that for a very long period of time. But we haven't had much buffer, much money in the bank to sort of tide us over if we have a shortfall or a delay in people paying us and things like that. So as you can imagine, when you're doing lots and lots of things, that can make life very difficult. And we've been operating like that for almost 10 years. So in the dim and distant past, from today's point of view, some of the decisions that were made sort of meant that we ended up owing some of our suppliers a bit of money that we needed to pay back. And we've been progressively improving that situation ever since. But because we've had to pay back those old debts, that meant that we had to pay a lot more cash out than we normally would in terms of the way we operate our business. So cash flow is the real thing that's gone wrong here, not the general viability of the business. So with that in mind, what is voluntary administration? Voluntary administration is where the board of directors says we are in a situation where there's a problem with immediately paying money to creditors. So that's the people we owe money to. So in this situation, there's no real choice but to call in the administrators and to do that to protect the staff and the people we owe money to. and to make sure that there's a possibility of a future for the organisation. So we did that. It was a very hard thing to do, and it happened very suddenly. Unfortunately, one of our main suppliers basically made it very clear to us that if we didn't pay a very large amount of money in a very short time frame in cash, that we would that they would cut us off and that they would demand the money straight away.
So Sebastian, what does this mean for, you know, punters like us who really enjoy our daily dose of Star Observer online or enjoy picking up a copy of the newspaper or magazine in our favourite stores? What does it mean for us?
So in a nutshell, the fact that we're in voluntary administration means that the administrator is running the business until they find a way to sell the business as an ongoing business. So that means that they're currently looking for a buyer and they've received bids from several different potential buyers. So that bidding process has already happened. It's still not fully decided exactly who that new buyer will be, but the bids have been received and they're sort of in the haggling and final discussion stage. There are a number of different types of bids that have been put forward, as I understand it, but I believe the administrator will have some new information for us about what that's going to look like by sort of Tuesday, Wednesday timeframe next week.
So when you say there are a couple of interested parties, do we know anything about them? Are you able to disclose who they are or what they might look like?
There's limits to what I can disclose because the administrator hasn't given me permission to disclose some of that information. But I can tell you that there are multiple solid bids that have been put forward on the table. The administrator has particular things they're looking for when they're going to make their decision. While this administrator is very well aware of our importance as an organisation to the community, they do also have to weigh up their primary concern, which is how to get money to pay down the bill.
Of course. So one of the things that we also enjoy, I'm speaking as a punter now, one of the things that we also enjoy is the national focus of Star Observer. So at any point in time, I can open up, whether it be an online or a hard copy newspaper, and see what's happening in Sydney or in Brisbane or in Perth or in Melbourne. Is the intention to try to preserve that national focus of Star Observer?
So I think anyone who wanted to acquire the business would obviously think that the national focus is an advantage.
Because that also has an advantage from a commercial point of view as well, doesn't it?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So there's bigger opportunities for audience and there are bigger opportunities to raise money through advertising, which is basically the model that we've been using for quite some time. The simple reality is that the Star Observer's main audience is digital, and it has been for seven or 8 years. 95% of our audience in any given month is typically digital. In some months, it can be much higher than 95%. And that's not because we don't see value in our printed magazines. It's simply because we can only print as many magazines as we can justify with the money we're able to raise. So when financial times are difficult, we are not able to print as many magazines or send them to as many locations.
Consumption patterns have also changed, Sebastian. People these days are much more inclined to sort of pick up their mobile device and see what's occurring. I mean, from my point of view, I wouldn't even dream about coming to the studio without doing a very quick online search of what Star Observer has said in the last, 24, 48 hours to help me with the shaping of our show. So I see it as being a very essential and a very important service for our community. My colleague.
I absolutely agree with you that. And there's a big difference between the types of content that we do. So as you said, news is a key element of what we do. And obviously people don't want to wait for news. That's one of the reasons why most of our audience is digital and online and social media. But the other element of what we do are the more in-depth stories, these stories that take a longer time to read.
They're fantastic.
Not everyone, yeah, and not everyone wants to read a longer piece on their phone while they're sort of snatching time on the tram or on the bus or something like that. So the simple reality is that there's a lot of demand still for the magazines, and we do typically run out very quickly when they're distributed out to the location.
Stuart, Sebastian, we're almost out of time. Just very quickly, what are the next steps, and what can your readers expect to see in the next short period of time?
I believe that there'll be a new owner announced at some point next week, and then once that new owner is decided, then it'll be a little bit clearer what the next step should be. But I suspect that whatever happens, I'd hope that our community will rally behind the new version of the Star Observer, the new organisation that's behind it, and the new people who are behind it. I believe they're going to hopefully make use of some of the talent we already have and take things forward in a positive way. But at this point, it's not decided.
Great. Sebastian, thank you for your time and for bringing the community up to date. We really appreciate that. We will all be keeping a close eye on this, and perhaps in a couple of weeks' time, when, you know, if there is a new owner and a new structure, we'll be able to positively again talk about Star Observer. So thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity.
Cheers. That was Sebastian Rice, chairman and publisher for Star Observer. Hopefully next week, Tass, there could be a new owner for Star Observer with some new plans. Let's hold our breath and hope that that is the case.
Oh, it's such an important service, Macca. It would be an absolute tragedy if we lost.
It is.
Really, our own only dedicated LGBTIQ media source, other than Joy.
Other than Joy.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.